into perpetuating Christianity and community with the next generation that's coming. And so,
I think Moreland's a great place. There's so many different kinds of people, and they're all really nice, and the pastors are great. And I especially like the youth group, the middle school and high school youth group there. The kids there are usually pretty nice, and it's just a really fun place to go.
So one of the things I love about Moreland is all the diversity of music and worship that we are able to do, trying to create interest for all generations.
Why Moreland's important to me, I came, found it on my own, and I came to meet Josh and Brian.
I've been a member of Moreland for many years. Tom was baptized here as an adult when he first came. Our kids were baptized. It feels like home. I love the fact that it stays a part of the community. I'm on a mission committee drawn to that. Our church has done so many things in the neighborhood.
And Dave and I have been part of the Moreland community for over 30 years. And one of the reasons that we feel so part of Moreland is it's just the fabric of our life. We moved across town about in 1985, and yet we couldn't leave Moreland. It was just too much part of what is important to us.
My life, since I was born, practically, I was born in the Westmoreland neighborhood, and that's what I did on Sunday morning. I would go to Sunday school. And I became a member of Moreland in June of 1943, so that's a long time ago.
The stewardship campaign at Moreland Church is important to me because it allows us to plan for many things. It allows us to plan our mission for the church. It allows our youth to plan what activities they have. It allows our children committee to set things up for the year. And this is how we all contribute to our church community.
Jack and I joined the church, I think, almost 7 years ago, 8 years ago. And a big part of that was to find a fellowship family. And from the day we walked in, we've had nothing but good friendship and fellowship with everyone here.
I'm very grateful that God has given me this place.
We're never good.
So I just want to say a special thank you again to Liam Stone, one of our youth who put together that video, and also to his father who added subtitles this time, which made it a little easier to watch. So thank you to the Stones for their tireless work on that video. Our theme for stewardship this year is building our future together. Three very strong words for a church to consider. Building, doing something together, and thinking about the future. In this video, we just saw some amazing reasons as to why people feel proud to be part of Moreland. Why they choose to give their money and time to this institution. What amazing things it has been for them in their lives. The one thing, though, that the video misses is your perspective. So I want you now to close your eyes. I'm not being figurative. I really do want you to close your eyes. And I want you to imagine yourself right now as you are, sitting in this congregation with those gathered here. Maybe you're sitting in the same row that you've always sat in. You're sitting near the same people you've always sat next to. Maybe this particular Sunday you took a little bit of an adventure and chose a new place to sit. But now I want you to think about the future of Moreland. With your eyes still closed, I want you to imagine what you hope Moreland to look like in 5 years. Who do you hope are sitting with you in the pews this morning? What would you hope the day-to-day operations of Moreland look like? Now I want you to think to 10 years from now. Maybe you're a little bit older. Maybe your children are a little bit older. What are your hopes for how this church is engaged with the world? How would you hope Moreland in 10 years would be engaged with its neighborhood, with the city? And now move to 20 years from now. The year is now 2036. What do you hope Moreland is known for 20 years from now? And now open your eyes. Were any of you surprised by what you imagined or thought you saw? Were any of you amazed at how similar or different the imagination of Moreland was from where it is today? The reason that it is important for all of us to imagine, to take the time to envision what the future of Moreland is because you are the leaders of this church. Brian and I are the pastors, but we are called by you as the congregation to carry out the hopes and dreams of all of you. Without your ideas, without your knowledge, without your skills, without your ability to give, we wouldn't be able to stand here with you today. We build our future as a church together. What we can imagine as individuals, as a community, is what we can see our church become. So friends, this season, I'll give you one note that I touch on when I think of this community. The thing that I hope we continue to do that the congregation does well already. And that is generosity. There are so many people in this congregation that continue to be amazingly generous spirits. Through the generosity of this congregation, I have seen some amazing things be started. Through the generosity of this congregation, I have seen relationships flourish. through the generosity of this congregation, I have seen the kingdom of God come near. Generosity is an amazing value. One that Christ gave us. One that God sheds upon us through grace every day of our lives. What would it look like in the future of Moreland if we were able to spread that generosity even more? To not just the members of this congregation, but to the wider world. We do it in snippets already. What does it look like to be generous in an even bigger world? To quote Jonathan Mayberry, generosity could be as contagious as the zombie plague, as long as enough people were willing to be carriers. If we choose to be generous, I truly believe that we can change the world. I believe that the Bible points in many places to this idea. The generosity of God's Spirit, the choice of Christ to give up his life, is one of the most generous acts we will ever see. We are called as Christians to live into that beautiful generosity. So today I'll leave you with these words from an Anglican brother, John Wesley. Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can. To all the people you can, as long as ever you can. Amen.